It's 10 to 5 here in Florida. This is Space Kate. Wow. Kind of lost for words. 10 to 5, that means the shuttle landed almost 5 hours ago, and my heart is frankly still racing. What an insane day. So this kind of started last night when I was sitting at dinner with people who were bragging about where they got to see the shuttle land, and I was very jealous. It then moved on to a chance meeting with NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden, and me being my usual cheeky self, which then led to, as it turns out, some emails being sent and people trying to get me to the press site to watch the landing of Space Shuttle Discovery, her final flight, mission STS-133, the one that I have been out here in the US waiting for, following, and now have seen land. Wow. Unfortunately, the internet had gone down in the place I'm staying, and I almost didn't get the messages. Luckily, fellow TweetUp member Cassie utilised her hotspot on her phone, and I just was joking, let's check in case there were any messages. And there they were. There in my inbox was a message from Charlie Bolden. And there in my inbox was a message from the head of the Public Affairs Office. In fact, several messages. One saying, let's try and sort this out. Two saying, can you register here? And three saying, if you can be at the media badging site by 9 a.m, we can get you to the press site. Oh my god. The only problem with this was that it was 8:55 at the time I got the message, and I was nowhere near the press site. So a few emails went back and forth as we struggled to get the internet to work. Turns out my mobile wasn't working. We couldn't get a hold of her. In the end, we just set off in the car and drove down towards the press site. And magic, there was an email saying, you can come. Oh my god. I mean, I was not, honestly, really not expecting that. I've dealt with public affairs people in the past, and they have not been as helpful and as friendly and as wonderful as the people that I spoke to today, and I got bussed out to the press site, right by the runway. Like, right by the runway where the shuttle was going to land. Unbelievable. It was windy, but it was cool. And I watched, and there it was, this little speck in the sky. There she was, coming home. After that mission that I had been following so closely. Wow. And I've just been uploading my pictures to the internet, and flickr.com/RadioKate, if you're interested. And they're amazing. And they're amazing because I was that close. And I've got a zoom lens. But I was that close. I was so close. The photos that should have been the best ones, completely side on, they're not that great, because I didn't zoom out enough, and the shuttle was too big. How crazy is that? And wow. And I met the head of public affairs, and she was very nice. And at the end, she called me over, just me. She called me over, and I thought, uh-oh. I'm in trouble, aren't I? You know, she's going to tell me I must never pull a stunt like that again. I must never, you know, I should always have my press credentials sorted out and you know, way in advance, and you know, she would be absolutely right, and completely within her rights, and I was fully expecting that, but no. She said that Charlie Bolden was giving a speech to some people just downstairs, and she'd like me to meet him. What? Twice? In, like, 12 hours? Okay. So we went, and sure enough, he came along, and she started to introduce me, but she didn't even have to, because his face lit up, and he said, oh! And I said, thank you so much! And I was about to shake his hand, and no, he gave me a big hug. So I just watched a shuttle land from pretty much as close as you can be, and then I was given a hug by the head of NASA. Former astronaut, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden gave me a hug today. What? I'm kind of almost convinced that I'm dreaming. And yeah, it's a little bit like after the shuttle launch. I am just kind of speechless, and I've just had to put myself away in a quiet room and just lie down for a moment, because I can't, my body can't even function enough to form sentences or to interact with other people right now. I'm just going to take a moment and think about all of this stuff. And I know that I haven't left Earth, physically left Earth, like Discovery did on her adventure, but I've had a pretty fine adventure in the last few months, actually. And I just can't believe it. Wow, I did an audio boot yesterday, and somebody picked me up on the phrase that I'd used, because I said I'm kind of jealous of myself. And they said, "How can you be jealous of yourself?" And I said, "Well, all of this stuff is so unbelievable. I mean, it's just inconceivable. It's inconceivable that I would meet anybody who works for NASA, let alone the people that I've met in the last few months. I've met people who've walked on the moon. I've drunk Guinness with astronauts. I've stayed in the house of a mission controller. It's incredible. And I've just today had a hug from the administrator of NASA. I am kind of jealous of myself, because that can't be Kate. That must be Space Kate. And normal Kate, little shy normal Kate, she's kind of jealous of Space Kate. And then I realise it's me, I think. Or am I dreaming? I think it's going to take me a few days to work that one out.